Hello.
Hi, my name is Shaney. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested from customer service. May I have your zip code to pull up an account?
98520.
Thank you. And can I get your name, please?
John Matagora.
Thank you. And could you confirm your shipping address for me, please?
2215 Simpson Avenue.
All right. Thank you
Aberdeen,
again.
Washington. Go ahead.
I'm loading the account is opening now. One moment. And I apologize for your wait, still waiting on the account.
All right.
And I do have the account. It looks like a sweepstakes offer was done for the toolbox back on the 24th of October.
See, that's just it. I don't know who used my credit card, but I called my credit card. I didn't make those authorizations. There's two of them I noticed. That's why I'm calling.
Yes, it looks like a sweepstakes was done where $5.74 was paid for the shipping and handling with the sweepstakes entry. With the offer, there were some terms and conditions of enrolling the account into our online electronic discount membership club.
Yeah, see, that wasn't me. Somebody must have hacked my information. That's why my credit card, I called and had my credit card killed, and they're going to run an investigation because I did not purchase whatever you guys had got.
Okay. Is your
I'm just
email
giving you a heads up on that.
Address Matagora the number 2@outlook.com? Okay. Some information was sent to the email on October the 24th with the original sweepstakes order when the 574 was placed. You don't think anybody else in your household could have been using your information
Nope.
to?
Couldn't be. I live by myself.
Okay.
And my most of my credit cards have alerts for anything, and it came up because I remember paying off that credit card, and all of a sudden I go, how could I owe money? I paid it off.
Okay. Being that a dispute is being done, what I can go ahead and do is just get this account canceled. This will prevent any future charges. However, what is being billed, the $56.95, unfortunately, with all of your information matching, I'm not showing anything on here that would indicate fraud. So, when your bank concludes that dispute, unfortunately, it looks like your account will go into chargeback. So, to further assist you with the charges that are on here, to so that way we can see what's going on to get you refunded, we would need to speak with the card issuer on the line to get that dispute dropped so I can get you transferred over to our fraud department for further assistance.
No, I don't know. I just called them. They said they'll do the investigation.
Right, but due to the what they're going to do is just match up the information as far as your address, your email address
Right.
matches. So when they conclude that dispute, it's not looking as if it was a fraudulent charge.
Right, but they'll call me and I already told them, I said they've got all my information. So
Right, but they still have to do an investigation themselves to confirm that. But again, there's nothing on the account that's indicating that this is a fraudulent account. So what I'm advising you to do is have them give us a call. We can have a three-way conversation, get that dispute dropped so that way our fraud department can handle it.
I'll give a call. I don't know how we do a three-way. That's a little too advanced for me.
Okay, well, just
But
let
I'm
the
just
bank know
letting you
that we're.
know I called them and told them, and they killed my card, and they're going to run an investigation because I don't know what you guys sell, but I definitely didn't buy it.
Okay. But in order to proceed, we'll need to have the bank on the line to further assist.
Well, like I said, they'll get a hold of you guys, and then they'll get a hold of me, and then we'll go from there. Because
Okay.
that's what they told me they do.
All right. In the meantime, I do have a cancellation number for you. Just let me know when you're ready to write that down.
Okay, go ahead.
262 347 197.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with in the meantime?
No, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.